Hey, you're listening to Culture Builders number 106, Empty Pockets. So yesterday's reflection from Tony Dungy's book, Uncommon Daily Challenge, was titled Empty Pockets. And he discusses how things never seem enough in our lives, right? We can fall easily into this place where we are not satisfied or content with what we have. That comes down to money, our house, our car, our position, our influence. And if I had to be fully honest, I run into that in my own business. You know, Thrive on Challenge has grown in 1 year astronomically. I have grown personally as a consultant, as a writer, as a speaker and a mentor, but still I can often be really unsatisfied with what I have and where I am. And I see this in a lot of coaches. I see this in a lot of coaches I work with and other coaches as well. I see a great deal of coaches who really struggle with this when it comes to who they are as a coach and their team, you know, like the facilities, the resources, the talent they have, the influence they have, all those different things. They're not content. They're not satisfied. And some would argue with me, and they'd say that this, you know, that being content is a bad thing. That the unsatisfied feeling drives us to become better. But I've come to disagree with that, because when I'm not satisfied, when I'm not content, I'm not grateful for the opportunity I have in front of me to serve, the opportunity I have to learn, the opportunity I have to grow. We need to be grateful, content in that moment for what we have and who we are in that moment. What we don't want to be is we don't want to be complacent. Grateful for the struggles, the opportunities, and all the things we do have, but we are not complacent in using those struggles, those opportunities, and those resources to fulfill our purpose, to grow as a team, to grow as a coach, to grow as a person, to serve others, to make a difference. So, how do we become content while not falling into complacency? We got to continue to strive for greatness while being grateful. So take the time every morning. I do this every morning. And I write down the first three things that I'm grateful for. And I try to make them new things every day. And then I write down three successes, three things I did well from my previous day. And then I identify one area for growth and a step I can take to continue to move forward in growing and learning in that area. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Culture Builders Podcast. Have a good one.